No, it's 10 o'clock according to the agenda.
All right, Sheriff.
What we've got, one of the vehicles that we have slated to change out this next year, it's a 06 Impala with 130,000 miles on it. It got rear-ended up on I-44 up in St. Louis on a transport the other day. The estimate from the insurance company is $4,479 to repair it. To me, it doesn't really make sense for us. They're going to write us the check. For, there's a few other things that has to be added on to that, but that they didn't get in there. But it seemed like it make more sense to go ahead and just leave the vehicle damaged, replace it now, pocket the insurance money, and then it's still drivable. They drove it back from St. Louis.
Right.
And it'll still bring probably, you know, $500 to $1,000 at the auction.
You were going to replace it anyway next year, right?
Is that your replacement? These cars, what they've been bringing is usually less than $2,000 at the auction when in good shape, so.
Well, I think it's fine. I mean, that'd be a good use, a better use of the money, I'm thinking.
Basically, if we could go ahead and replace the car now, take it out of the emergency fund or contingency fund.
Right.
And then I'll just cut that.
Out of next year's budget?
Off of next year's budget.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do we need a motion or anything? Or, Rick, do you want a motion? And
I think if you send it through on the payroll,
we'll approve it through accounts payable. I'm good with
he
it.
He just wants your blessing. Really.
Yeah. It's a good use of the money. I mean, sounds like a good thing to do.
What are you going to replace with and where? State bid?
I'm going to have to find what, right now, the state's kind of in limbo on their bids, getting the old bids out and the new bids in, so I'm going to have to look and see what they got.
Wow.
Okay.
Good with me?
Okay.
Good with you?
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks,
excellent.
Told you it wouldn't take 5 minutes.
There you go.
If Paulson had been here, it'd have been an hour or so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have about 10 minutes on anything administrative. I didn't know if we wanted to talk about anything administrative since we're here and in session.
My high tech out here.
Is that your notes?
Go ahead.
I did talk to Eddie.
Already?
Yeah.
Man, you're fast.
Well,
what do you think?
He said that the document he's reviewing was a sample document provided by Aegis to show us some of the codes that they're looking at as a guideline. Now, Eddie's biggest concern is, he said, we're going to have a work session before we approve any code book because, he said, some of the provisions in there are for cities, such as the number of animals and all that. He said, that's a city code, but it doesn't apply to the county, but we need to make sure that we have a work session about the whole code book before we approve any of the code book. So the answer is, I'm going to wait till Nikki finds out what the agenda is for Friday, but if it's something to do with the code book, then yeah, we need to postpone the Aegis meeting so that we can review the code book suggestions. But Eddie thought it was just about a 25-page document of a sample as it relates to, I guess, some of the zoning side. So his thing was, you need to look at it. We're going to have a work session because he said approving it as is right now would not fit for this county.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait and see what Nikki says about what the agenda is for Friday. And if it pops off of there, I'll bring it up next administrative, but we'll wait and see what they have to say before we, but you're right. We're getting closer. Once we get these subcategories defined, then we're going to have work sessions on code book suggestions. So, anyway, that's what it is. It is a document provided by Aegis. Go ahead.
Just FYI, I don't know whether you're involved or not, but there's a property out at Table Rock Acres that was part of that sewer project, a lady by the name of Georgia Toops.
Uh-huh. And I've talked to George.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
And what, were you a part, John and Mel, or somebody went out and looked at it?
Uh-huh. I was part of that.
Oh, you were?
I was one of the sentinels.
Had this in the bathroom revelation thing, you know. What about making it a retention pond? The way I understood, John, it's not built big enough to build on. Maybe it's not.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. I'd have to look at my notes. I mean, I've got a note to... I had a note to remind myself to call her, but I don't remember what remind me, this has been a few weeks ago.
Well, it's a, I think it's a double wide.
Uh-huh.
And the way I understand, John, there's this vacant little lot next to it. And the way I understood him, maybe 10% of it might be the county, the sewer department's problem. But this fella has started filling this area.
And that's right.
And it's caused this lot. John says, if it's mine, I'd be terrified. I think that was the word he used. It's eroding away.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guy put some fill in there and has redirected the water flow of stormwater.
And I haven't had a chance to say anything to John. It just came to me yesterday.
Buy it and make it a retention pond?
Just make it a retention pond, because I got another call from a fellow by the name of Gary Chamberlain.
Okay.
And he's on down the waterway, so to speak.
Downstream, huh?
And it worked good. He bragged on Gerald Britton, was our Broom Bridge guy that oversaw the restoration of all those properties. And it worked fine until this guy started adding dirt.
Okay.
It's not only eroding her property, but it's also carrying it down and filling up the creek, and it's causing problems there. So anyway,
we can...
It's the sewer district thing, so I thought I'd get it on the table tomorrow.
Sure, throw it out there.
And see. But if it's not a buildable lot...
I remember that. It was a small little one of those narrow lots, a single wide lot.
I don't know why he's bothering to fill it up. But anyway.
I got me.
And the other one, just for your information, I took a ride with Mel and Sean, is the Young Great River.
Uh-huh.
And went around and looked at the Ozark Beach project. And there's some pretty bad places. But it's a big project, and anyway, not real sure what to think. They're not being very responsive
to fixing the neighborhoods.
Developers not, and there's no rule by the contract. They don't have to do it in pieces. They can wait and do all the cleanup at the end. They can leave all these messes out there.
Which they are,
and it's really irritating a lot of folks.
Now, tomorrow, Great Rivers, I think... that's on the agenda for sewer tomorrow, I think.
Oh, yeah. They've got an update.
But I think contractually, if I'm not mistaken, I think you sparked something in my memory, is that we can't force them
what John reads
to clean up as it goes, because the contract doesn't read it that way.
Now,
something
not
to be added to.
Next contract, yeah.
I think you're thinking about that. They're not maintaining the roads, which that's in the contract. They have to keep them up, and some of them have been... let go of the bad.
I think that's on the pictures Frank had sent over.
So, anyway, again, just FYI.
But you're going to bring that tomorrow in the sewer meeting too?
Yeah, if they don't, I'll probably ask the person. I can still talk.
That's it? You got seven things on that list.
That's just...
Just shopping list too?
That's this morning's list. I need to go back and check my other ones.
I wanted to bring up one thing before 10 o'clock as a thought, and... I would like your guys' permission for me to build a business case to present to the governor for that Mount Branson MoDOT barn. And for him to... We had talked at one time, not in great length, but let me kind of tell you the big picture here. There is grant money available through the stimulus and through non-stimulus money if we as a county created a green waste facility, okay? Let me kind of walk you through this. If by chance we had Mount Branson barn as our West barn, you know, quote unquote West barn, and we were able to expand our transfer station to be able to do some green waste there, we could then get some free money for that expansion and cleanup of that yard to actually make it a green waste facility. The reason that's important is that I could go to the governor, who environmental and conservation is a big thing to his agenda, and say, if you would give us that facility, we could expand green waste and take in and be more responsible to the environment, which would be important to him, if he would just give us a building, because right now they're still maintaining the building and it's costing him money. And it'd be, it costing the state money, where it could be a good argument to say, by doing this, we could create an extra job or two to do green waste. Would you guys have any problem with me presenting that to the governor's office? Asking for the building for free.
Now, are you going to ask for quotes from people to run? Are we competing with like Hanson's Tree Service, who has a...
Well, before I get that committed, I just want to say that we want to do a green facility.
Yeah.
If the governor's looking for some grinding points in Southwest Missouri where it's predominantly the other party supporting him, that would be a good move for him politically. But I mean, I was going to be pretty vague, and if you want, if you would give me permission, I will, at least so I know I'm not wasting my time, I can present what I can prepare what I'm going to present to him and let you guys see it before.
I'd like to know what you're
okay.
thinking as far as, you know, what's the cost going to be to do it. And
sure. But I keep on thinking back to that barn, and right now they're paying for it. They're still maintaining it, and there's nothing there.
Did we ever get around looking at the plat to see if there was an exit out the back?
There is an exit. I saw it. I have the plat that Frank gave me showed that it was available.
Yeah. That's good.
Yep. Hi, sir.
Are you here for a specific meeting?
Commissioner's meeting?
Yeah.
I'm here.
The regular meeting.
Well, yeah, our regular meeting was at 9. Ago.
9. It's already over?
Yes, sir. It was 9 to 9:30, 9:35, and then
okay.
We're...
They're about to go into executive session for a legal update on some things, but you're perfectly welcome to attend any other meetings during the day at all. We get several about.
I'd welcome.
Chuck knows why I'm here.
If we're not posted to discuss the issue, if you want to make comments, we can give you 5 minutes to
make a comment. Okay.
Come up here to the mic and give us your comments.
Thank you. Which gentleman? My name's Don Earhart.
Oh.
I live on Highway Y.
Uh huh.
Live down close to the dam, and they're doing a sewer project there.
Yes, Don. I'm familiar with your name. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I've not met you before, so.
Right.
That's right.
You know, I've...
We've talked on the phone before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm glad you got in here.
Thank you.
This is good. What I have to talk to you about is something that concerns me, and it concerns our neighborhood. I have a petition with several signatures on it from the people up and down Y Highway that are concerned about the blasting. And I am particularly concerned about it because they're going to be blasting within about 100 feet of my house, within about 20 foot of my garage, within about 20 foot of my shed. This isn't good. Now, they have an alternative to blasting. They can jackhammer. They can use a trencher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can get the rock out of there a different way. The sewer board is not wanting to do this because it's going to cost them a little bit of extra expense. However, I do know that blasting is bad when it's close to people's houses. When it's out in the woods, you know, no fun. It's fine. You know, if it's away. You know, half a mile away, even a quarter mile away, you feel like, well, that's okay. But when it's right next to people's houses, and not only that, in our neighborhood, there are a lot of wells.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone down there is supplied by water from a well. It's not like we're supplied by city, you know, total city sewer, water, everything. And they're blasting down there. The only thing you have to worry about then is cracks and things in your concrete. We are dependent upon our wells down there and the quality of water. And through this blasting, about everybody I talked to said, well, we've had muddy circumstances in our well water, you know, and it's all to do with what blasting they've done down there. It's kind of like the story of the guy that is indigent, and he goes in to his welfare office and he says, I've got a bad toothache. And the dentist, and the dentist says, well, the social worker says, we can go to the dentist and see what he has to say. And he goes in, and the dentist says, well, says, I got two options here. He says, it's going to cost you about $90. I can pull that tooth, you know. Or he says, I can, for about $2, I can take a firecracker and put it in your mouth, and I can set it off. And yeah, it may blow the side of your mouth out, or it may cause your hearing to go bad, or your brain to be permanently injured. But he says, I can do it. And the welfare guy says, well, since I'm paying for it, let's just use the firecracker. Now, that's kind of the way this is. You know, now you guys and the sewer board are kind of like the person that's paying the bill, the welfare person, the welfare people. And you're saying, well, you're going to cause the most mass destruction you can cause down through there to get the job done. And I'm opposed to it, and the people down Y Highway are opposed to it. Just want to bring this before you and say, if there's anything you can do to sway the sewer board or say whatever, fine. I'm trying to get a restraining order now from doing it until this is sorted out. But I think there's other people besides me that's got this blasting right up next to them, and they're not feeling well about it at all. So, gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Don.
Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too.
Good seeing
you. All right, we're ready to go into executive?
Yes.
Make a motion to go into executive, 610-021-123, litigation, real estate, and personnel.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.